From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. The U.S. government has agreed to pay $300,000 to an Egyptian man who claims he was abused during his detention after September 11th. It's the first settlement in a number of lawsuits by Arab and Muslim immigrants held after the terrorist attacks. NPR's Robert Smith has a story from New York.
The U.S. government is not admitting any liability or fault in the nearly year-long detention of Egyptian immigrant Ihab al-Maghrabi. He will remain convicted of a federal crime, and his deportation back to Egypt will stand. But one of his lawyers, Alex Reinert, says the monetary settlement is a significant victory.
I think it sends a very powerful statement that the United States can be accountable for these abuses, even for the abuses that occurred in the aftermath of September 11th, when the government was faced with very serious security issues.
Al-Maghrabi was one of hundreds of men rounded up in the days after September 11th. Another of his lawyers, Hae Young Yoon, says the actual cause of the arrest was unclear since he was an established businessman.
Mr. Al-Maghrabi was an immigrant who lived in New York for over 10 years. He ran two restaurants, one in Brooklyn, one in Manhattan. He was also a street vendor on weekends.
But after his arrest, al-Maghrabi was put in solitary confinement in the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, where he alleges that he and another plaintiff, Javed Iqbal, were abused.
Both Mr. al-Maghrabi and Mr. Iqbal were accused of being terrorists, being a Muslim killer.
The conditions were daily abusive strip searches, daily abusive language, repeated beatings.
They were denied their access to counsel. They were denied their very basic personal hygiene items such as bedding, toothbrush, razor until months into their detention.
Both men eventually pleaded guilty to minor financial crimes unrelated to terrorism and were deported. Their lawsuit didn't challenge the validity of the arrests. Instead, it argued that such harsh confinement was evidence of systematic discrimination and should have been subject to appeal. The Justice Department responded in the lawsuit that the FBI needed to keep the detainees isolated from the outside world as it tried to hunt down al-Qaeda cells after September 11th. In court papers, Justice wrote that regulations written in peacetime do not apply in a time of national emergency from foreign threats. A federal judge rejected that argument last year and allowed the case to go forward. The Justice Department declined to comment on the $300,000 settlement with al-Maghrabi. The lawsuit by Javed Iqbal will move forward, and the Center for Constitutional Rights has a pending class action lawsuit on behalf of all the non-citizens arrested after September 11th. The center's legal director, Bill Goodman, says that an individual settlement like this one doesn't set precedent.
It is not an admission of liability. It doesn't have any judicial or legal significance beyond the fact that the government has settled this one case. But I think that in terms of a general acknowledgement, it's going to be hard for the government to stand up in front of a judge or a magistrate or even a jury and say we did nothing wrong, given the fact that they paid this gentleman this much money for what they did.
This is not the first time there have been complaints against the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn. In 2003, a report by the Justice Department's Inspector General found significant problems with the treatment of detainees at the center, including physical abuse and recordings of lawyer-client conversations. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.